But yeah, let's go. I've got my...
Okay, guys. Welcome to another...
Thank you.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of our holiday segment.
Yes, yes, yes.
This episode, we're going to talk about...
Our second trip.
Second trip together and our third lovely person.
Yeah. Second trip has bought more than us with an extended arm.
So, our extended arm and heart is Vanessa Akra. So, we...
Are you putting her governor name up?
Vanessa.
V, known as V.
Yeah, V. Before we obviously get into the trip, we all went to uni together.
Yes,
she is an extended... Even though she's an extended
person. She'll be on at some point.
She is actually... We are like a small little trio.
Yeah.
She obviously all went different adventures and she's out far away at the moment.
Yeah.
But when we started uni, we wanted to go to a trip together.
Yeah.
All three of us. And then we made it a thing that every year we go on a big trip together.
So just because I remember that, we need to actually go back and do that uni story.
Because
I was going to say how our bond became closer because of one person. Yeah, but yeah, go on.
But yeah, so we made it so that every year we go on like a big trip.
Yeah.
In a sense where it's 11 nights to a big place where it's going to cost a lot of money. Yeah. But it's something nice.
So we booked in advance.
Yeah. And we always book like a year in advance. That trip is set in stone regardless. So our first trip, our first big trip
together as a three.
It was to my lovely half of my home country, Cabo Verde.
Yes.
Nossa Vela para Cabo Verde. Santa Maria South. So for those who don't know, Cabo Verde is off the west coast of Africa. It is made up of 10 islands. I would name it for you, I don't know. It's São, San Nicolau, Maio, Santo Tomé, São Vicente.
There's one with
Santiago.
Go on. I know there's one with B.
B Bravo. I don't think Bravo is one.
No, there's one with B. I think it's
Boa Vista.
C. I know there's one with B, so.
And so on, so forth.
See? I know there's one with B, so please. Don't come shame me here.
So we obviously went to. So this would have been the first time I ever went to Cabo Verde. I've been meaning since the time I turned 18, I was able to travel alone, technically. I've always wanted to go to Cabo Verde, but I've never had someone to go with. So when I went to uni and I met Timon Vanessa and I brought the idea of us going to Cabo Verde, they immediately jumped on, I was really grateful at the time that they wanted to go. And we went. We booked through Tui.
Yeah.
On our big holidays, we tried to just go through Tui because it gets, flights. Just everything's easier, everything's literally included. You don't have to pay for anything extra. So we paid 1.250.
1.3.
I think 1.250
was 1.3.
We didn't reach 1.3. We did. I promise you we didn't.
I brought the receipt when I was looking at it yesterday.
Okay, we was roughly 1.3.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
11 nights, all inclusive. And the hotel was Milia Tortuga. What?
No, I'm just recapping days in my head.
Oh, yeah. So, Milia Tortuga, we went to 11 nights all inclusive. We stayed, it was like bungalow type thing.
Yeah.
Apartment style. We had a kitchen, living area.
A video of our apartment.
So, yeah.
Welcome to my crib. Welcome. So, we're going to start off slowly. So, when you come in, you see a little apartment. We will not show you that yet. We're just going to come in. I'm going to show you the little... One, two, shower. So you have a shower here. We've got the toilet. We've got the little sink. Don't mind us off. We're settled in. One pop. So you come through here. You see the dining table. Then you've got the living area. Then, like, you know what I mean? Like, you've got a little couch. You've got a nice mirror if you want to have a look at yourself. Then you've got the TV. Like, you just take a seat. You just do a little... Take a seat and go. And just watch a show. Then you've got... So come around, take you to the kitchen. You've got a little microwave. You want to go down and show them the microwave. You've got a little microwave. Then you come around, you've got your cupboards, you've got your sink. Got two-part sink.
Fancy.
Then you come, you've got the fridge, you've got the freezer, you've got a little kettle. Then we go to the rooms. So let's start here first before we go into the master bedroom, isn't it? So you got a little family bedroom, little one, two, not anything much. You've got the cupboards, nothing too fancy. little one, two, one, two. Then we'll take it back. Let me show you the second toilet.
You are going to expect that. So we're going to block wherever is in the sink because this one wants to soak everything. Then you've got the little
sink area, you've got the bath, you've got a toilet.
And like, if you're fit, feel fancy.
Then you take it around. Then obviously we bring it into the master room. The main bedroom. So you got
where the action happens, right?
What action?
So you got the... So you got the big beds, like...
Whoppa!
Then you've got a TV, you've got the cupboards, you can only get a little one TV here and there, so you're not too bad. And then we'll take you to a terrace.
Hi.
We'll take you to a terrace. Excuse me, please. So then we've got a little terrace.
Ooh, you guys are really not close to the pool.
And then
the
you
pool.
Just have a nice view, and then you've got the pool.
Amazing.
Well, I wish I had a pool, but you know.
Amazing.
And thank you. I'd like to kick you out now. Come on.
I have to go?
Yeah, it's time for
right
you to
now?
Go. It's time for
oh?
You to go. I've got
okay.
things to do.
Right. I've got things
to do.
Two bedrooms. One of a king size and one of two twins.
Yeah.
And then two bathrooms.
Yeah, two bathrooms. That came in handy.
Yeah,
no, that came in handy.
And we were like right in front of the pool.
Yeah. So we'd walk out,
we had a little terrace.
Yeah, we walked out the terrace and you could see like the pool bar, everything. Yeah. But yeah.
It was on the beach. Obviously, right now, especially now, there is a lot of resorts in some, Santa Maria. So the Sao is become the most touristy island of all the other islands.
Where
people visit. But Visha is also
quite popular as well.
Resorts. Obviously, every island you can go to with hotels. But these two are ones that have like big resorts, touring resorts, and it's a bit more touristy when people go for like luxury holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So especially now, there's a lot of different hotels along the coastline of Santa Maria. So you can just pick which one you find cheaper. Yeah. I don't know, Milhas Rotuga just.
And it depends on the time you're going and.
Yeah. So obviously we paid 1.3 for September. But depending on. Where you see a 16 to about 20, there was a 15 to about 26 or something.
I don't know, but I just know it was certain.
So, but depending what time you bought, the price is cheaper. Yeah. I've seen for like
700. Just depends on time.
Yeah, it just depends on when you bought. But on roughly, it'll probably give you 1 point something. And if you're traveling from like Glasgow, it's cheaper as well. Like, two, we have last minute deals.
Not you putting them on. No, they didn't pay you. No, she's not putting you on. Unacceptable.
No, but I'm putting my watches
on. No, they should message you if you want to get put on. No, no, we're not putting you on just like that. No, no.
But yeah, so we booked for them and that was a book for, it included visas, everything, everything included. So obviously we went to our trip.
Well, we started our trip off by Melania being late. I've got the video right here.
You
were late to the airport, right here. Me and Vanessa sitting there waiting for you.
I wasn't late, but you guys were early.
No, Melania was late to meet us. We weren't early.
We still had time to chill to get to our flat. Yeah, we had the time to meet and I was like, meet them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you were still late.
Whatever.
But yeah.
But I got there, it's like we missed anything.
It was our first, well, it was my first trip with Vanessa because you had traveled with Vanessa prior.
Yeah,
it was our first trip all together.
Yeah. So we got, it was British Airways.
I don't remember.
I think it's like 6 hour flight.
Yeah.
Six-hour flight to Cambridge.
It was five because
the main airport is in South.
Yeah.
If you want to go to other islands, usually they have like
shuttles.
No. Oh. A plane. You have a plane to another island or like boats and ferries and stuff. So yeah, we went there. We got there late evening.
We got there like 7-8. It wasn't too late because we still saw a show that night.
Yeah. We got there late afternoon. We checked in, we saw a show, we ate.
We did a hotel tour like we always do.
No matter what time we get there,
we're walking the whole hotel.
See what the hotel is saying.
Yeah.
It's very nice. You've got two swimming pools, you've got a kids area.
Yeah.
We've got main side of the hotel and obviously we've got like the apartment styles are outside.
Yeah.
And we were quite close to the beach.
We weren't too far. We were right. Nice. We were where we needed to be.
Yes, exactly.
So that happened. Then we went to bed. Day two, same thing we do. I feel like
it's just not, we didn't have a plan. We kind of just knew. We just said we're going to go into town, woke up, had breakfast.
Because we had the 2 week representative.
Let me go back.
What? So we woke up in the morning, we went breakfast. Breakfast really lovely.
The food?
Breakfast was really lovely. Then we saw that this 2 week thing. Then we said, let's go. We were the only three in the little meeting room.
Because the guy told us that day before, I think you got like a meeting.
Yeah. To go about excursions and stuff. Yeah. So we went there and we said to herself, no, let's go to town because
we're that silly. Like, she's giving an excursion. Like, obviously, you've got a day to go around the island. You've got like everything in it. But they give you 2 week prices.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, first of all, I can communicate the locals.
Yeah.
So we're going to go in there.
We're going to go in town. Yeah.
There's no way, like, and like from then, like, me and Tiwa, and even
Vanessa, every time we go away, it's just space. We see what the hotel have, but we go into town as well. Yeah, like, and that's no, and that has helped us. Yeah.
And I tell you about the trip to Mexico.
We saved.
I don't know if we saved a lot of money.
No, we did. Because I was asking a few people that went straight after us. We did.
We saved a lot of money going into like speaking with the locals, isn't it?
And you've got to be friends with them.
And it's always good. And obviously, girls, it's a little bit similar, especially if they're like men.
Yeah,
it's like, it's always good to, you get the hotel prices, and then you like, you literally hackle your way in a sense, because when they see tourists, the hotel has a set price.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the hotel is $200. When the tourist person, like the other people see you, they might give you $220 or a bit higher than the tourist. Yeah. Yeah, but like, I found something cheaper. They might be down to 200, but I can get that somewhere else. Yeah. And it's more secure because for the hotel. You've got to know how to go.
And with me, like, I'm one of the people that, like, with prices, especially in Africa, I don't like arguing prices, but there's somewhere I just know you're taking the piss. Exactly. So like, I'm kind of going
like,
to
like,
have
like
to.
I've seen people always say, why do you want to like hackle a price when you know you can afford it? I will pay your bum.
What normal people normally pay. Yeah.
Let's say someone that the local will pay $20 and they are charging $25. They're charging me $25. I will pay the $25 because
you know, I understand, normally. But not when you're charging $100.
Babes, I'm not out of money like that.
Yeah. So
not as much as you think you do.
Yeah, so we went into town. We were just walking, like, we were just looking about. First day, we don't really like doing much.
Cab is very cheap.
Very cheap. It's like less than €2, €2-3. €2. We never expect
to go down. To be fair, Santa Maria is a very small island. So there's two cities. There's Santa Maria and there's Hispan.
To get
from one end to the other is takes about 25 minutes. Yeah. You can go from one end of the island to the other end of the island in about 30 minutes. Like that.
Yeah.
So we went to get down to the main, because obviously that's the resorts is more towards like the coasty side, to go to the main city area, like where everything is, the shops is, what, 5 minute drive?
Yeah, just about. We were really close.
Especially the Cape Verdes are driving.
Yeah. And you come out and then just cabs there.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Yeah,
so we're there, walked in, we're just walking, and then there's two guys come up to us, start speaking to Milena.
He was American. He was from Boston.
He spoke to us in general, then gravitated towards Milena. So he was like, "You guys really hot because you're trying." I said, "It's boiling. Like, this is hot." So it's like, "Come in, come sit down, take a seat," and then we'll all have a conversation. And then he was kind of like telling us the excursions, everything. And then what did we do? Did we take the details?
Yeah. So I think we booked something with him straight away.
We booked the quad bike.
Yeah, so we booked the day excursion and the quad bike.
We did the boat party thing as well. Yeah. The boat party.
No, the what?
Boat party, horse riding and quad bike we booked.
What boat party?
The ones who just laying like this.
The catamaran.
Yeah, that. He called it a boat party. When we got there, we were like, it wasn't a boat party, but yeah, he called it a boat party. So we booked that with them, but had conversation. And he was very, very hands-on with Milena.
He's a very friendly guy. Especially after, obviously,
he found out where Milena was from.
But like disclosure, this is what I love. I loved it out there. Like, obviously, I'm born in Portugal. Like, that was the first time I went to Cabo. I'm not born. My grandma was born in Cabo. So I'm like 2 generations down.
Yeah.
So it's like, I always say my nan is from this island. Like,
you claimed it, but you knew your place.
Yes, because obviously I always said my nan is from this island, but they went, yeah, cool, you're Cape Verdean. They went like this, like, they're like, no, don't worry, you're Cape Verdean. Which, if you're Cape Verdean, is also a good thing to get this family.
You should put this on there.
Yeah, love. So yes, obviously once they realise that I can speak, of course they're gonna come to me. But don't worry, Tiwa had another idea as well. If not two.
No, we're gonna get to that. So we did that, and then what I've got here, we played basketball that day. You and Vanessa, I stood and recorded the video. Yeah. Played basketball with local, which is quite friendly, and Vanessa.
So there was this white couple, two young black boys, and they were playing basketball, they're like, let's join in, and me and Vanessa joined in with my feet slippers.
Yeah, they were running up and down chasing them little kids, and I was just there recording them for memories.
Because fun fact, that was actually like COVID. 1 year hosted the 3-on-3 basketball.
So we did that, and then we kind of chilled that day. We went back to the hotel. This is where we started meeting, like, the, what do you call them again? I can't remember.
The entertainers.
We started meeting entertainers, just getting to know them. And then we just chilled by the hotel, literally.
Yeah, we just chilled by the pool. So I think we went into the pool.
Yeah, we went to the pool. And then the guy that was selling something called Bikini Beach came in to sell it to us for the Sunday.
Yeah, so with the hotel that we're at, by the resort areas, there's this place called Bikini Beach. So they have the faux day parties. So just faux parties. And he came to us and like, look, there's a party going on Sunday. Now you guys trying to come? We're like, How much is it? We said, how much is it? It was €200.
240, because we split it within us, because it came with food.
No, it was 200 euros, because it was 60 each.
Okay. Came with food, whatever we paid for.
So it was 60 each, and it went behind the barbecue.
Yeah.
So we paid 200 euros.
Well, we didn't pay him straight away, because we were still having a discussion about it. And then he was like, for some reason, every time we go on holidays, my number we give out,
can we have a number to contact?
It's my number we give up every single, because now think about it, because he had my number, because then when we were getting ready for something and we had to go meet him to pay for it, it was my number, it was messaging, but yeah, that's the point. So we met him.
There's a lot of Nigerians out there.
So we met him, and then I just took his number. I was like, I'll message you if you do decide to go. So the day after, we went to the, I don't know what it's called, but we went into like a little local where we saw like the shark, like baby shark, and then
So that day we had booked the day excursion for, today too, we did a day excursion.
It was about
20 euros deep.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
So with two, it's about 50 pounds. With two, it's about £50, but they always say, what to say, too, like, you're in like a closed 4x4 jeep.
But
with the locals, it was still like a 4x4 jeep, but they had like the extended, there's like a truck, so when you sit outside of the truck, me and Vanessa sat inside the car.
So basically, we sat in the truck, but I didn't want to sit in front, neither one of them sit in front, so I said, bunny, I'm going to go sit with the back with the other guests. And I did, and I was in my feelings, and I went to the back, and I said, whatever. There were people like, come sit, I was like, no, I'm good.
It was all three of us, but she got her feelings sat back.
Yeah, so I sat at the back, so I was like, yeah, so we went on tour.
So with the tour, it comes with, you go see the Lion Mountain.
Yeah, you went to the little shark place as well.
We went to see the Lion Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the South Dunes, where it's like deserty area. Yeah. We went and I jumped off a cliff.
Yeah. There's the Blue Eye that we went to.
Then we went to the Lemon Shark. So the Blue Eye is about €2 to pay, but if you're paying budget.
So she didn't pay.
Yeah. Then we went to the Lemon Shark, which is €2, because you have to put some shoes on, so everyone pays €2 regardless. And it's literally have small lemon sharks.
Yeah, around you.
So
I almost bucked my head, some guy had to hold me.
Because the box my head.
I said, yes, please.
And you know what I'm talking about? We're not against like getting close with that next stage of people.
What?
Where they're like,
yes, please. Okay, so.
And then we had a meal as well. And then, like, yeah. And then it, yeah, the two. So then, then we went to the salt area.
Yeah, where you kind of just lie down and like salt water.
Pools of excessive salt water, and you obviously don't sink.
I remember Melina come out of that one, just told me, I taste like salt. I was like, no, yeah. So I lit my shirt, I went, I actually licked the shirt, but she tasted like salt.
That area was where they kind of used to be a very big mining of salt. Because yeah, that's what the island when you see the ring. Island's called Sal, which translates to salt in English.
Yeah.
So they used to export a lot of salt, but obviously when other countries started making their own salt, those areas now are no longer in that. So they're still like, they're still mined salt, but it's mostly just for the locals to have.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that, they have a restaurant as well in Spanish that, yeah, that took us, and they wear your plate basically. So it's a buffet, but
and you guys went to, is it the desert place you went to that you took the picture with Vanessa?
Yeah, this, okay, this, yeah. The start of
I forgot what it's called, stuff, yeah.
But obviously I'll put everything up, yeah, so that's what it is. And then we went to a restaurant and they weigh the plate. So the weight of your plate is how much you pay.
That was not a problem for me. Not at all.
Cause I think, to be fair, I paid for you.
With my yeah, plate. It was like one or two.
I didn't even pay, I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't pay. I had a friend.
So basically,
so this is the tour we did on our next day. So we did all of that. We'll add like the clips that we later did if you haven't seen our part one. This is day two. So on our tour for day two, no, this is day three. Day one, we stayed in a hotel. We didn't do much. Day two, we went out.
Okay, because we came night. We landed.
Yeah. So day three. So we
landed on Thursday, but this is Saturday.
Yeah. So on Saturday, we went to do all that. I was like doing it, but still my thing. So not really doing it.
This girl was in her, like, she didn't want to.
I was not engaging with them. I was just doing me. I was engaging with the other excursion, like the other family. Like, I was proper talking to them. They were telling me what they did, what we all did. I was just there talking. And because I sat at the back, when they initially came up, Melanie was trying to make a conversation. She's like, "You're really there?" I was like, "Yeah, no thanks."
I hate her so much. Like, I hate her so much.
So I was just like, "Yeah, no thanks." And then the guy called Tony, which was our tour guide.
Yeah.
All of a sudden just started talking to me. And then like, we were just, so I started having a conversation with him. I wasn't even having a conversation with them. I was paying them no mind. So I have a conversation with him. So he has it. I was like, "Yeah, it's really nice." He's like, "Are you friends with that?" I said, yeah. Well, so then he offered me to sit in front. I said, "No, I want to sit at the back." But I was adamant. I was not sitting with them that whole trip. So I was like, "Okay, cool." Sat there at the back. And then we started talking. Then I started talking to them because they started making silly remarks when we started walking in front when we were going to eat.
No, because the whole trip, every time we look back, Tiwa is walking with my man.
No, my man was walking with me. Let's just go.
Fucking cheating. I don't know what I have to talk about. The chitty chat. And we're like, "God damn, go be with your friend."
Yeah, so I was with him the whole time. So all I could hear at the back, like there was time we were walking in front, I could just hear them talking. I was like, "I'm not turning around." I just carried on talking to him, getting to know him. We got there. He sat next to me and he was like, "Do you want to eat?" I was like, "Yeah, why not?" He brought my food and I did not pay for no food and I ate my food. And I said, "Thank you." And we kept it moving. That wasn't even on purpose. Don't do that. He came, he was being nice. I don't know if he thought I was feeling down. I really wasn't. But yeah, we did whatever. But
that same trip as well, where they took us to a small little shop where we tasted crop. So obviously,
Lord have mercy
and punch. So in Cambodia, they have grog. It's basically
absolutely.
Alcohol. It's not. It's sweet.
It's not. That's the strongest thing you could ever drink. It's not. It's not that it being sweet. It's the strongest thing you could ever drink.
So obviously, it's what's the word? It's known for Cambodia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a cultural signature. Drink. Yeah, signature
drink for Cambodia. It's made out of sugarcane.
Yeah,
grog. It's like white rum type thing. So obviously they have never tried it. I've tried it before. I've tried it when I was younger. You know, okay, but it's a belly ache. Take a shot of grog.
It gives you a little fire in your belly.
So obviously we went there. We tried different
little flavors. Ones. Yeah.
You also have punch, which is another type of alcohol. You have different flavors. I end up buying like a bottle or two there to come back home. And then go down to the fisherman area where obviously you can read that they eat a lot. I was about to say peach in Portuguese. They eat a lot of fish.
You might have some Portuguese
friends. Yeah, yeah, they eat a lot of fish, so they fish a lot. Fish a lot in Cambodia. So they have the bay area where you see where the fishermen are and everything. So that's day two. So that basically took the whole day.
Yeah, then we went to the same night we came back showered, then we had the party at the hotel. We had the party at the hotel.
Oh, yeah, they came
with the drums out. So we followed along. As always, I can be, like, this one said, like...
So this is day three, and we had already buddied up with
the entertainers. I can be quite antisocial to a certain point that they'll be like, "There's nothing you can tell me. If I tell you I'm not doing nothing, I'm not doing nothing, like, absolutely nothing." So we was like, "Okay, let's all go." So we're like, you followed them, we were proper like with it. Like we are not that people that would go on holiday and not do things. We were in it with them. We're doing it all. We got to the beach side because that's where they did the main party. Then he started pulling people to dance.
Oh, Melissa, for me. Try to put two.
Not moving. There's nothing you could meet. You're not getting me away from here. I am not. And I was just there. Listen, when I don't do things, I'm still enjoying because I'm going to record it for you. I will record it for you. You have and I could. We recorded it. I did. If I was dancing, would you have these memories? Exactly. So I recorded it for you. So we did that, and then we called it at night. Didn't really go out. Then that night was the night when we were getting ready. We decided we're going to go Bikini Beach because then I had to, of course, message him. I was like, let's do it. We have nothing planned. Let's do it. Because I think we booked the quad back for like later on in the week. So we had nothing planned. I said, let's do it. So I messaged him, came out. We didn't even pay the full price because he started talking to me. I started doing madness. And I was like, I just knew I'm not going to pay full price. So I said, okay, cool. He was like, if this wasn't like an external, I could give it to you for free. I said, no, business is business, but I just know I'm not paying you full price. He's like, what have you got? So whatever I had in my hand, because I knew I didn't collect complete money from you guys. Whatever I had in my hand, what I gave him, and I said, called it there, and he said, thank you. And I said, thank you. And he was like, your ticket will be whatever. I don't know if he gave me, I can't remember if he gave it to me straight away or if we met at the door. I don't remember.
I think he gave it like a receipt and the wristband.
Okay. Yeah. So we did that. And then
the following day. Yeah, so that was
Saturday.
That was Saturday.
So
on Sunday, that's when Sunday. It started early, but we went
at three. Yeah.
So at the beginning, we were chilling
at that hotel. That was really nice. Yeah,
this is when one of the guys went to claim his.
No.
This is when Yannick gave me the flower.
Before that, because we did. I'm about to draw myself up. We did the aqua aerobic in the morning.
That she was
so I'm out here. In the pool,
don't wear a bikini, dude.
Do not. So I'm there, and the instructor is looking at me. I'm thinking, why is he looking at me? Tell me something. My name is right there.
He's like,
I wasn't getting it.
My whole beautiful dark skinned woman. Her nipples are flat. You're not hiding away from me.
So I'm there.
So obviously one of the guys thought he was gonna go and do something, he got a flower.
At this time I wasn't even with Melaine, I was sitting somewhere else. It was just you and Vanessa. So like I said, I can be quite antisocial. So I was just in the room. I just had the aircon on, I was watching TV. They were out chilling by a poolside. And I came out and Vanessa telling me all the tea. And I'm looking at Vanessa. Because when I came out, my lady was talking to someone. So I'm not going to go interrupt. So I went to sit with Vanessa.
Because after he gave me the flower, I went to sit somewhere else. And he came and just sat next to me.
Yeah, because then times you were reading your books. And then you were sitting next to you. So I went to go meet Vanessa because Vanessa was at the bar. And me and Vanessa, we said, yeah, we're going to do it. So I went to meet Vanessa, got a drink, gave it to Melina. Me and Vanessa looked. We just packed ourselves. We went somewhere else. We sat. When she finished, she goes, I said, oh, nice flowers.
Very friendly the whole trip. Yeah. Very too friendly at one point.
So we went to Bikini Beach.
Yeah.
This is where this is how it started.
Got lit.
This is where we started getting
The music wasn't fantastic because
it got better at some point.
Cape Verde music, Portuguese music is nice, very fun. You have the kizomba, the kuduro, everything with the funa ma, everything.
Yeah.
But obviously, because it's a commercial area, they have to cater to everyone.
Yeah.
So the music wasn't really traditional music, it was more like English music, speed it up a little bit,
we got given a little cabana kind of place to sit.
We
sat there, and then we had our own personal...
Yeah, waiter, maybe.
Waiter, basically, but not a waiter, like... I don't know what's worse, help or waiter. We had someone just help serving us. We had a waiter. And then so obviously,
we came in,
brought the menu.
I got out of the steak or something.
I don't remember what I had, but it was really nice. So
then we got like cocktails.
We started having cocktails. Then she brought up champagne bottle.
So we had the cocktail. We had like three cocktails each and three shots of grog.
Yeah.
So Disclaimer, I don't drink alcohol. I hadn't drank alcohol for about 2 years before that.
We were just home country, that's
why I relapsed. Yeah. And I went,
cheers. I'm relapse. She went like a thing where she was drinking constantly, like she was just about.
I said, I'm going to Cameroon. Respectfully, I'm going to enjoy every asset of Cameroon and I'm going to drink. And I didn't really drink too much.
It wasn't late.
I drank.
Yeah. Like, even like with the cocktail stuff, because it's because of two people. It wasn't like a thing where you just sat and would you drink it? Like, that's why we're. So we got there.
Dancing, she was pole dancing. They had dancers, didn't it? And there was poles there. And when the guy went and took you to the pole, didn't he?
No, but
I know he took me.
Before that, we had a little. You see how he got the little gun of the show?
That was towards the end.
Was it?
Yeah, that was towards the end. And then he was about to leave. We're like, hold on, we were told we were going to get champagne included.
Yeah.
He was like, because we saw the other couple getting the champagne in like a garden. Yeah. He was like, where's ours? This time we already drank 3 cocktails and 3 shots of
water. Well, I'm trying to think of the cheek of some people. I tell you now, it's me they like to try. Because my man pulled me to the side and said something about if I can.
No, hold on. Before we get there, so they have like people entertaining, they're like the pole dancers. There's a pool in the middle as well.
Yeah. It's in the middle.
But we didn't go to
pool. We dipped our toes in it.
So we had like, there's this champagne included, they gave us a champagne, there was supposed to be 2 bottles.
We only had one, we didn't really.
And then, obviously the day was winding down, there's more people coming now, because eventually it was quite quiet, but we were enjoying ourselves.
It was good vibes regardless.
But as the day was winding down, when I say winding down, it's about 4 or 5 o'clock. So obviously then Tiwa.
I don't know how we got there. And we stood in the corner. But he was talking to me more than he was talking to Melina.
Because he was doing as well.
No, he wasn't. I don't know, but it wasn't Nigerian. It was not Nigerian. No, it wasn't. It's
Prince that was Nigerian. The other, his friend that sold me the thing was Nigerian.
So he wasn't Nigerian. He was just having a normal conversation with me. He asked me for my Insta, all of that. I said, cool, no problem. And then I don't know if it was drunk out of my head. It was like, you should give me a kiss. I was just like, wait, what? How did we get here?
Like, because he thought Teal was a lot gone. Than what she actually was.
I said, how did he get here?
You can't say that alcohol didn't hit us,
but I'm still sober enough to know left and right. I said, how did he get? Because even then, before then, I was like, how did we get here? Because before that happened, Vanessa, nothing hits Vanessa, let's say
bro,
that. Nothing hits Vanessa.
Me and Tua were looking at each other. We're like, we can't be like, why is Vanessa so quiet?
No, because she's literally like this. Vanessa's chilling in the corner. She's having the best time of life. Me and Melina are standing. We're just looking. We're just doing. We know we're doing things we wouldn't do on a normal day. Not saying we're doing mad things, but we. I was more social. You wouldn't catch me standing up dancing on anything. You wouldn't. And I was doing that. I was just like, come here.
You're like, what's Vanessa?
I think Vanessa thought we were coming.
Yeah, then we asked Vanessa, are you right? Are you, is the alcohol hitting you?
She said, no. She said, this is water to her.
Like, I need to go. We're not gone, but
we knew something was here. So it was like, that happened. Then he said he was leaving, so he gave me a hug and then kissed me on my cheek. But my whole inside crumbled just from the inside, the fact of you had the cheek to be like, I don't know what conversation I had with you to get to that perspective.
So you didn't get kissed.
So I said, cool. So he's gone now. We're still there vibing the music. We're doing whatever. Then a whole group of boys come in. So a whole group of boys come in about our age. Like, our age. Well, they're coming. At first, we didn't know. They start dancing.
Yes, like, they're dancers.
They're
Kuduru warriors. Like,
yeah, they're dancers.
Afro house.
In the middle. Dancers. So we got up, we were watching them, everything. I don't know how the conversation started. I think someone spoke to you first.
I don't know. They were tipsy as well, so they just started. Yeah, I think they might
Someone spoke to Melena first to ask where she's from, and then every time she started a conversation saying, like, her family's from here or she's from here, then actually everyone just, all you see is everyone sitting on a cabana and we're all sitting down now and we're all like introducing herself, we're all like getting to know each other. Vanessa's like, she's just there.
Yeah.
She was just there. Yeah. And nothing was big, but she's still interacting. Yeah, everything did, and everything was there. So we're talking. And then it was time to go. This was like 8 o'clock. It wasn't too late. But
before that even happened, there was a guy that pushed him.
No, no, no. But I don't know. He said something. One of them was like running.
Another one's proclaiming love to me again.
One of them started proclaiming love to her from the get go. From the get go, I said, "Oh, that's her business."
With a girl by his side.
Bro, he had a girl. That's not good. Yeah. But yeah, so we were there. Yeah, so this guy was like to me, he's going to push me in the pool. Bear in mind, I can't swim. I said, "Me, before I go in, you go in." I'm not swimming. I'm like, I turn left, turn right. Why am I running? I turned back around. I saw he's not right. I pushed him in the pool and I walked that way. He came out with so much vim trying to chase me. I said, "Me." He must not know I'm an athlete. I picked 10 toes and I started running. I said, let's walk out this way. I moved myself from the pool. We walked out. But this time, when we walked out, we were all stood by the little walkway.
Yeah.
Don't ask me out, but I'm there like this.
So now, there was three guys. There was one dark chocolate guy and there was
two light-skinned guys,
there was one that looked quite young.
Yeah.
She was there hugging.
I was there like this.
And I was there, and I was hugging this
dark skin. She was close to the door, she was there like this. And then Vanessa was just there. Yeah. And then
I was like, she was just there. Yeah, so she was just there.
And we're just having a conversation. Talking and they were like, that kind of thing.
Then we changed Instagram socials. Yeah,
so Instagram. So, and then that it. We called that a night. They walked us back to like our hotel thing. Cause we didn't realize they were actually performing at our hotel as well. Because the other guy was there, so we didn't know it was him, and then he was telling us that he performed. So I was just there like this.
Because I was like, "Wait, that's the thing where this guy looks mad familiar."
Yeah, I was like, "I don't know where I'm from."
I was like, "Who's performing and why is this so
weird?" They were like,
"That's him." Yeah. But yeah, so they walked us back to like the hotel, and then we went to sleep.
Yeah, and we just went.
Was that the night that you? That decided to have spaghetti all over the floor?
No, because that was the night. Vanessa wasn't around.
Okay, so we just went to bed. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we went to bed. Yeah. We went to bed early, called it at night. We said, cool.
I'm there like, I haven't thought about this in a while.
Then Monday came along. I think this is when we had the quad bike.
Yeah, this is where we did the quad bike.
Vanessa, I'm sorry, but your business is going out there. Wait, disclaimer. Vanessa, I apologize with my heart, but this is going put out. Take it how you take it, Vanessa. No. It's been 3-4 years now. We're telling the story. Take it how you take it.
So we bought the quad bike. So they have times. We have 2 hours, 3 hours, and 4 hours to go around the island. We did 3 hours for 70 euros.
Yeah, 70.
And then the 4 hours was about 90, something like that. But we did 3 hours for 70 euros. Disclaimer, if you're not too slow, it's enough time for you to go around
the open. Yeah.
So don't be 4 hours. It just depends how fast your group is and quad bikes. Me? Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, no, so with me, I've never actually done quad bikes before. So I thought I'd be alright in it. Yeah. My general feeling, I thought I'd be alright in it. So we got there. They read the rules. I am going to be so dramatic. They read the rules. We bought all our cover face. We bought all the helmet. One of the rules said, do not overtake.
Yeah.
It says, do not, as I'm saying, do not overtake. I said, cool. I'm aware of this. I said, cool. We start riding the quad, but for some reason, I genuinely struggled, and my thumbs start cramping up, so I couldn't get the speed. I was struggling with turning.
So now Vanessa was going quite slow.
No, so I was going slow. Vanessa was trying to pick it up. So I said to Vanessa, I stopped at one point, because Vanessa, do you want to go in front? Because I already knew that I was just struggling. I don't know why. I just couldn't drive it, whatever the situation. So I said, Vanessa, do you want to go in front? Like, there's a second tall guy. If you guys are going to pick it up and go with him, I'll go with the second one. So, he will have to go at my pace. I genuinely don't mind. Vanessa said, because you were far gone at this point. Vanessa said,
The guy was like to me, if you guys want to get to everywhere, you have to tell your girls to, speed up.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Vanessa was going with the first tall guy, and then we had a second guy that was behind us. So I said to Vanessa, I stopped. I said, Vanessa, go in front, because I don't want you to overtake. Vanessa said, no, it's fine. You just keep going. I said, Vanessa, I promise you go. Because my hand was really, I just struggled. I just couldn't get it. So I said, go in front. She said, no. So 2 minutes in, we start going. I turn. I see Vanessa come from nowhere, trying to overtake me. As I've tried to avoid her, her quad's gone into mine. Vanessa's gone flying with the quads.
Bear in mind, I was so oblivious to this.
Vanessa was so gone. So I'm there like, Vanessa. The tall guy is trying to stop the quad bike. I'm trying to get Vanessa because it's like we was quite watery. So Vanessa's
rocky edge. She's about to go into the ocean.
And thank God Vanessa did not listen to me.
Because I said to Vanessa, why are you wearing leggings and all this hot stuff? And it was hot, but I'm happy she did not listen to me because, boy. So Vanessa fell, ripped her thing, dislocated her fingers, just really bruised up. Like, I've got pictures of her, she was really bruised up.
As this happened, like, the guy, the one I was with, he looked back and he told me to stop. I said, why are you telling me to stop? When I looked there,
yeah,
they all stopped. I see, then I'm like, what's going on? I see the quad bike all the way in the rocky area in the ocean. I said, but then I've gone back as well and I see Vanessa there.
Yeah.
I'm like, to Vanessa, I was like, obviously, Vanessa, like, how are you feeling? And I'm like,
she's really, yeah.
She's shocked. Jenny, and I said, like, have you hit your head? How's your head?
I let Melena do the checkup because I was just there. And Melena put her finger back and put
because obviously, like, the main concern is a head injury. Yeah, anything else?
But cause luckily, she had an helmet on,
So there's no head injury. She had quite a few scrapes.
Like, a few on the legs, everything.
And her finger was dislocated.
And, you know, I said to Vanessa,
you're like, right now, like, your finger's dislocated. You've got adrenaline pumping for you. I can either reallocate it now where you're not gonna feel it, or you're gonna have to wait till later on, which you're gonna feel the pain once the adrenaline's gone. But Vanessa said, alright, just do it now. So obviously, I've stepped over her arms, her arms between my legs, so I'm not facing her. And I literally tried to pull it the first time, it didn't go back into place. Then I pulled it the second time and went back into place and she was able to move her head again. I said, yeah, like, let me just do it now because when she got a general pump, you're not going to feel pain. Just let me do it.
Then we said, the guy said, he's going to take Vanessa, but I said, I'm calling it quits. He said, are you sure? I said, take me back with Vanessa. I'm there, I don't want to stay.
No, because it's bad.
No, because I'm like, yeah.
Melena asked.
She said, are you sure if you want to go? I said, my name is stay. I said, so what? Because at this point, it's not a thing where it's their fault. In their rules, it said, do not overtake. It's our fault at this point. I said, someone's got to enjoy the money we paid for. I said, because she was already going and I saw that she enjoyed it. I said, you go. I'm going to go back because I already knew this was going to be a bit. I was going to turn back at some point, regardless whether Vanessa did get injured or not. So I said, let's go. We turn back, go with Vanessa. I end up going to the hospital with Vanessa. We just sat in there for time. And then they're going to keep her. I said, oh. I just knew already this was going to be long from the minute they said they were going to keep her. So I don't know how we done it, but we just ended up meeting back at the hotel because
So whilst they're on the way to the hospital, I obviously stayed because the other tour guy, they all went with them because obviously I had to take the quad bike back and everything. Luckily the quad bike was fine.
Yeah. Because it didn't really tumble, but she went, she was the one that was tumbling.
So obviously I'm in the excursion. It is quite a mountain. There's a lot of mountains. I went up and down mountains. There's that beautiful
pictures she took were really nice. Really nice.
The coast where you saw it, like surfing, there's people windsurfing because it's also very popular in Cambridge. They've got the waves there, so it's a very good place to windsurf. then we went around, it was all coastal area. We saw some kids playing, took a few pictures. They went to like a small little bar. I had something to drink. I'm there talking. And now I've become friends with the tour guy.
Oh, did you go to a bar?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
His name is Photo Brothers.
Yeah, because he takes pictures, isn't it?
On Instagram. We're there talking. Me trying to get my little Creole in there, Portuguese Creole there.
She's doing all this. I'm at the hotel. Thank God for travel insurance that we all booked. I'm at the hospital trying to figure out Vanessa's travel insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're doing that. I'm so oblivious to what's happening. I was enjoying myself so much. I didn't even know what was happening. Tima, literally, when she came back to the hotel, she told me.
I was just like, yeah, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. But there was an issue with Vanessa's travel insurance that it didn't cover quad bikes.
And we did a write to that. And she wrote down it was a quad bike accident.
Yeah.
Obviously, I filled
out the information for her and I said, but we didn't check. We just thought it was going to cover it.
Like, word of advice, check
your travel insurance,
check what it covers, because if you know you're going to do like quad biking, jet skiing, stuff like that, make sure that covers both for damages and accidents onto you, because obviously they took Vanessa to a private hospital rather than a public one.
Yeah.
So obviously,
it's not funded.
So she had to pay a hefty amount at the end. Mm-hmm. Like,
It started off with a big bill, it started at 10K.
Was it 10K?
It was 10.
And she ended up paying 2, isn't it?
She brought it down to 4.
Is it?
Yeah. because when she came back, I was on Vanessa to go get, because there was a way they said we could get it back if we go to court and everything. So I was on to Vanessa, go to the court, but she kind of just dusted off. She paid quite, because it got to when I said to you, because I knew what you had, and I said, give her this, I'll give her that. So we both don't have to like go a lot in our savings. No, but she didn't have to, but she was saying she would have to transfer. She would just, it was just being a long process. Yeah. So I said, let's get.
Your response was.
No.
Juicy. It's got nothing to do with me. I didn't get injured.
You said
to me, how do I know? I said, we had this discussion about savings recently. Are we
anyway,
sure?
Anyway, so if you go to Cameroon and you get into an accident, if you've got money, go to the private sector.
Yeah.
If not, there's a public hospital.
To be honest,
the hospital isn't even that bad.
It's not
even
that. Just make sure what you're paying for is covered. Like, try and cover everything.
So obviously, she stayed there for 2 nights. And okay, the bill came for 10k, so we were there like we were panicking.
Yeah.
10,000.
They realized Melina has people there.
10,000 euros. 10,000 euros. You know what 10,000 euros is, bro? 10,000 euros. And then
no, before all that, so we for a private hospital that don't provide food is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. We had to go back to the hotel. Me and Melina was like, we still got to do things. We kind of like. We didn't do much apart from two things. We did the
burn. Let's finish up the pricing first.
The pricing
for the 10,000 euros. How we got
that? That was towards the end, though.
Yeah, no, but
okay, go on.
Because we're there now. So obviously, it was 10,000 euros, and I'm panicking. We're all panicking. Like, why don't you tell us this is how much it's gonna cost?
Yeah,
like, if we knew this, how much we're gonna cost, then we wouldn't have come here. You guys knew that.
Yeah.
So
obviously, my name is going
but then I'm like, and I called my mom. I was like, Mom, they're trying to charge 10k. Why ain't got this money? Mom was like, okay, let me call your auntie, because my auntie was out there, innit? So she called my auntie, and then my auntie and my uncle came flying down
quick.
Because they were obviously, they were in Spain, so they weren't too far. They came flying down.
Quick.
But they thought I got to that. Yeah. So they,
oh,
they
did gonna, they?
Yeah, so they thought I got to that. They were like panicking, they thought I was injured. And then when they came out and they realized what it was, they're like, they stopped the guy. And when I tell you, they dropped so many charges.
They took out so many things. And he was like, nah, it's because we're speaking English.
Yeah. Ugh. So, like, so she ended up paying 4K, but I feel like if my auntie and uncle
wasn't there, it would have been an L. It would have been a big L. Like, that holiday, we would have sat in the hotel for the rest of the holiday.
Honestly. No. We would have to check something out. But, yeah, so once Vanessa was in hospital, she was in hospital for 2 days, and we've all
2 days and a bit.
We weren't going to waste that two.
No, it's not about wasting. We already had things booked, so it's not about wasting. So it was more of a thing. When we got there first, I asked, do you provide food? They said no. That put me off because now I have to bring a breakfast lunch and that really put me off. It got to a point where we walked to the place at one point because that's when I saw we walked to the hospital at one point because it was just like, I'm not going to keep spending. The cab was starting to round up, especially because we were just going to the hotel back and forth. We had to take her stuff to shower in, take her clothes, everything. And it was just like, for a private, why would you not provide food?
Yeah, so, but like, that's just the minimum. We were all inclusive and they knew us already. Yeah. Like, okay, we just take food for our friends.